And let's follow up this morning on the news that there will be a new head of the International Monetary Fund. It's a former French Prime Minister, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. And that makes him the first socialist leader of one of the world's major capitalist organizations. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
In practice, Strauss-Kahn is more a centrist than a hardcore socialist. As French finance minister, he introduced some rather right-wing policies, but he was also a leading candidate to represent the socialists in this spring's presidential election. Analysts say his background has won him the confidence of most of the poorer members of the IMF and will make it easier for him to push through reforms. Ali Fatemi is an economics professor at the American University of Paris.
If anyone had a chance of success, he has most of the possibilities to do this difficult task. While if it were an American banker, for instance, or a British financier, or even a sort of conservative French banker, I don't think would have as much possibility of convincing the developing nations.
Fatemi says he expects Strauss-Kahn will shift many IMF policies toward the left, but without losing sight of the fact that you can't stop globalization. His reforms will likely give poorer countries more say in IMF policy. Fatemi also expects Strauss-Kahn to push for new controls on capital markets. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.